Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Goofy gets a gong. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 6th of June, 2023. I'm not often right, and once again, I was wrong. I genuinely thought we'd heard the last of the toothy tyrant Jacinda Ardern when she suddenly resigned as New Zealand Prime Minister with not enough fuel left in the tank. I thought that her dreadful management of the COVID-19 situation in New Zealand had finally caught up with her and that she had been forced out. Unfortunately, someone seems to have put some fuel back in her tank and she's been elevated to Dame Jacinda Ardern to coincide with King Charles' forthcoming birthday. That the population of her beleaguered country had had enough of her, we can be sure. Prolonged and harsh lockdown, wearing masks out of doors, exhortation to spy on neighbours, shooting stray pets, vaccine mandates, and claiming that her government was the only source of accurate information about COVID-19 is not the kind of stuff to endear a population towards you. Not unless that population are all mindless zombies. I've been to New Zealand and they are most certainly not. Toward the end of her ridiculous COVID-19 tyranny, there were significant protests which even filtered through the mainstream media firewall to our newspapers in the UK. With friends and family who have been honoured, a dame amongst them, I firmly believe that they have been rewarded for extraordinary achievements and very hard work. For that reason, I've always been unwilling to disparage the honours list, despite the inclusion of some notable careerists, assorted brown nosers and perverts, Savile and Harris, for example. These tend to be in the minority, and their misdeeds, whether known at the time by those in power, generally only come to light afterwards. With the honouring of Jacinda Ardern, a unique turn has been taken. This is the blatant honouring of someone whose tyrant title is entirely appropriate and was plain for all to see in advance. She has essentially terrorised over 5 million people for the best part of 3 years, imposed the lunacy of zero carbon policies on her country, supported abortion, wrong at any stage of gestation, right up to the point of birth, also known as infanticide, and did nothing for either the economy or the failing infrastructure of New Zealand. CNN, reporting on the damehood, said it was for leading the country through some of the greatest challenges faced by New Zealand. One of these was the 2019 terrorist attacks, where one unhappy Australian decided to help New Zealand sort out its problems by shooting 49 people in a mosque. John F. Kennedy, when asked how he had earned his war hero status, said it was involuntary. They sank my boat. Surely Ardern could say the same. She just happened to be in power when the incident happened. And her solution at the time? She put the country into lockdown. See the pattern? In an outburst of faux humility, Ardern said of receiving the damehood, "I was in two minds about accepting this acknowledgement," she said. "So many of the things we went through as a nation over the past 5 years were about all of us rather than one individual." I doubt she was in two minds about accepting the damehood, but she was spot on when she said the past few years were all about New Zealanders. She'd been responsible for most of the problems imposed on them. What we are seeing, writ large, is the wages of sin, the reward for being a loyal graduate of the WF Young Global Leaders Programme. What we are seeing, writ large, is the wages of sin, the reward for being a loyal graduate of the WEF Young Global Leaders Programme. The award is conferred by none other than another WEF devotee and bestie of Klaus Schwab, our own King Charles III. I was clearly wrong to think that Ardern would disappear in shame and iniquity, and for that reason have adjusted my expectations. Having just checked the Gazette to see if it's possible, and it is, I predict that Sir Justin Trudeau will soon be joining her on the list of those honoured for services rendered.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.